Welcome to Leading Forward, where we focus on building healthy leaders for healthy organizations. I'm Matthew Hall, and on this Leadership Checkpoint, I am joined by Vivek Sareen. Vivek, what do you want to talk about today?
Hey, Matt. It's my pleasure today to talk about the interviewing process. And for all of our leaders, executives, managers out there who have the responsibility for building a team, I thought it'd be great to talk about some tips and perhaps some thoughts on recruiting and hiring. What do you think about that topic?
I think this is one of those things that people say, I wish I knew how to do it better, but I'm not sure it's okay for me to admit that. So this sounds great. I want to learn from it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, in my experience, I have applied 5 different principles to hiring and identifying candidates who would be a good fit for a team. Perhaps many people listening in have heard of the 3 C's. I'll add to that 2 other elements as well. So the 3 C's stand for character, competence, and commitment. And then I add to that energy and the ability to get things done. So I think for managers that are out there listening right now, and if you're tasked with the responsibility for identifying great talent and selecting it, you will not go wrong by first and foremost having a criteria that defines character. And what does great character look like? And how does that character align itself with the values of your particular organization? I think one of the greatest ways to gauge character is achieved by interviewing people that were referred by other professionals or other people you know who can attest to that individual's, you know, behaviors over the course of time. I think it's very difficult in an interview situation to tease that out on a first meeting because everybody's coming into an interview giving you their very best presentation and they're showing you their best side. And the only way to really drill down and get deep into that, I, from my experience, have found is through talking to people that know that individual and can, quite frankly, you know, attest to how they performed under pressure, how they fundamentally just treated other people, how they communicated in different circumstances. Secondly, then, is competence. And you can study one's resume and experience and know, in essence, that you're hiring somebody who's going to be a round peg in a round hole. I think the worst thing that any of us as managers can do is fill a position with a warm body, but ultimately, because they're a square peg in a round hole, that leads to stress, friction, and not a long-term relationship. And then finally is commitment. And when I look for commitment, I'm looking for unselfish commitment. And that is somebody who may come on board and have all the leadership traits you're looking for, but also is willing to be a good team player and put the best interests of the organization ahead of their own. And if you can find those 3 C's in a candidate and then add to it energy, the ability to just simply work hard, remain focused on a task at hand and get the things done that the organization sets out to do, that's invaluable. And finally, you know, a lot of good teams out there, Matt, can move the football between the 20-yard line on a field, but it takes a great team that gets down to the red zone and can punch the ball through that red zone and into the end zone to score a touchdown. And that ability to get things done in today's environment is just invaluable. That's why I use the term get the right things done, because the right things have got to be in alignment to the overall organization mission, purpose. And then if my boss has said in the next year, we've got a plan to fulfill, I need somebody getting things done that move that plan forward, not working on something else that's irrelevant. So those are the 5 key qualities I apply to interviewing. And I hope that's helpful to our listeners tuning in today.
This has been a Leadership Checkpoint. You can find all of our past episodes at leadingforwardpodcast.com. While you're there, rate and review, share it with a friend, and help us get out the word. I'm Matthew Hall. I'll see you next time.